Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And also to our nation's truckers, thank you for what you do, keeping America rolling along. We appreciate you very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start off the hour is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now go over to FoundersCode.com to find out everything that Denise Simon does, because it's all right there for you to see. And good morning again.
Morning.
Now, obviously, the situation with Joe Biden and all this other stuff that's going on, he had to chime in right away and make a comment. So I got his 30 seconds of fame, or whatever you want to call it, right here. And he talks about, we can't stop here. So we're going to get into this, and let's see what he had to say.
President said the conviction can be a giant step forward in the nation's fight against racism if the memory of George Floyd does not fade.
I can't breathe. Those are George Floyd's last words. We can't let those words die with him. We have to keep hearing those words.
Mr. Biden said there's more work to do in achieving racial justice, and he said it's important to ensure black and brown people don't fear interaction with law enforcement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, I have one suggestion to make, and it always comes to mind. Don't run from the cops.
Well, it actually is bigger than that, because I call it the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that is criminals seem to be more brazen and more frequent. And they're giving, they've been getting almost approval for this because of those that have been released from prison, those that get arrested and are just given some kind of their conviction is. I mean, it's really quite remarkable that we have as much crime as we have, and it just keeps building and building and building. So it's kind of like, instead of not running from the cops, how about not being a criminal?
Uh-huh.
Why do we have, I mean, if you look at George Floyd's rap sheet.
Yeah.
I mean, this, if you look at some of these other criminals' rap sheets, I mean, what are we here? We have a lawless society. But that's just me.
And the guy got caught with a bunch of counterfeit money.
Well, I don't know about pass a counterfeit $20 bill, and that's a federal crime.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm disgusted. I actually looked up last night for a second on how many states have a criminal record. And the last statistic I could actually find that was any subsequence is in 2015, we had the same number of people with criminal records as we had college degrees.
Uh-huh.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
One in three Americans have criminal records. It doesn't mean that they were necessarily incarcerated. Any time that they were arrested, or that they have a warrant against them, or in a felony situation, that information goes to the FBI repository.
Right.
And so I'm looking at this thinking, what Americans? Think about that for a minute. There we are.
Yeah, well, it's not going to get any better, I don't think, because, again, we have a culture out there where the younger people don't have a family structure, and they turn to these gangs, which is what happened with that 13-year-old working with the Latin Kings, so that got himself killed last week. And, of course, they tried to make a big deal out of that. But anybody that saw the video, and I know you saw it, and I saw it several different times, the kid had a gun in his hand.
Well, the poor little girl, the 7-year-old, filled the drive-through window at McDonald's.
Right.
Her father had a ridiculous criminal record.
Uh-huh.
And they felt like that it was a gangland shooting.
Right.
There were over 30 rounds shot into that car.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that shooter has not been arrested yet.
No. And there's another
one. They haven't found him.
It's another one at large in Long Island from a shooting yesterday.
No, they got him.
They did get him?
They got him.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, well, that's good. One off the street again. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more in a Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to roll along the overnight hours with tomorrow's news tonight. By the way, we've got plenty of things going on. The White House had to go on the defense yesterday for some of the comments that Joe Biden made. When we come back, we'll do a Jen Psaki segment. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And Kyle is heard every night here on the program. And you can check him out by going to his website, KyleWarrenShow.com. In the meantime, before we get back to Denise, I got to tell you that this segment is brought to you by our friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, they're back and better than ever. And they, I'll tell you what, over the weekend, I was in Largo the 2 days that they were there in Largo, Saturday and Sunday. Had a big crowd come through, had ammunition both days, which is unusual. Usually they don't. And it was a brisk business being had by all. I could tell you that much for sure. Now, Two Guys Gun Show Saturday and Sunday this week will be up in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Now, on Saturday, I'll be there from 9 to 2, maybe 3. But their hours on Saturday are 9 to 5 with the concealed weapons carry class on at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then they're open Sunday from 9 to 3, and their concealed carry class on Sunday is at 1 o'clock. Now, if you want to take the class, don't wait to show up at the gun show and sign up. You might not be able to get in like a few people had that happen to them last week. Go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, and sign up for the concealed carry class. Now, if you don't have a computer and you want to call them and then do that, here's the number, 727-776-3442, 727-776-3442, and schedule your class so that you make sure that you got it. But twoguysshows.com, the website, see all the different things that are going on there, and it's going to be another big and beautiful gun and knife and fishing and hunting and camping and military surplus type show. All right, back to Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
We have a lot of stuff that's going on around us, all around us, and of course, one of them is this Washington, D.C. statehood. Now, they're still trying to ram that through, but you can't just go to Congress and pass a bill and say, okay, D.C.'s going to be a state, correct?
Legislation, just basic legislation, doesn't do that.
No, no, and they're trying to make it sound like as if, well, we're gonna legislate D.C. and as a state.
I saw where one person, and I don't remember who it was, but I think it was a Republican someplace later that said, all right, instead of going through all this nonsense and having D.C. become a state, but you've got a population of D.C. residents that want to vote. They say that they are paying taxes with no representation. And say, all right, well, let them vote, but the votes will count in the state of Maryland and not for D.C.
Right.
Which I thought was an interesting concept. Yeah. A couple of interesting things there.
All right.
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. Now, we have got a situation with cybersecurity where we can't go anywhere without talking about it. The House passed the State Department cybersecurity legislation yesterday. And in the meantime, the threat to U.S. national security from the cyber world is getting stronger and bigger every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Not only does the federal government not have any kind of managed control on cybersecurity, but private business, from large corporations on down to small business, don't either. It's not that they're not trying, because there is a lot of collaboration that's going on. But, I would say all you have to do is look what happened a couple of months ago with the old Mar Water system.
Right.
I mean, we can't be any more vulnerable than we are. The warfare that is really unspeakable, I try and talk about it a lot. I try and write about it a lot, but a lot of sizzle, and people don't understand the real consequences of this. Have if it bleeds, it leads kind of thing. We're in trouble with it.
Now, a couple of things that are out there right now. I was doing some chatting last night with a lot of people about a lot of different things, and we talked a little bit about the Durham probe. Now, we're not hearing anything, and everybody's wondering what's going on. And then all of a sudden, on the back page of the Newsmax magazine was this story about the fact that less than one-third of Americans are even aware that John Durham is doing a probe.
If you think that there's going to be some justice there, that there is any kind of hope that there's going to be any justice, the Biden-Hunter-Biden piece with China and Russia and so forth. So, President Biden said it last night, nobody's above the law. Well, we're finding out that there's an awful lot of people that are above the law, including his vice president. So, it's selective.
By the way, did you see the picture of Keith Ellison, who happens to be the Attorney General of Minnesota, with the Antifa handbook in his hand?
Yeah, I did.
That was yesterday that picture was taken, I believe.
No, that's a recycle. He's had that picture's been out there a very long time. It just got recycled again.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You talk about people that are definitely got their heads in the clouds, so to speak. I guess they feel pretty good these days.
Yeah, they do. I mean, look, I mean, they're, you couple this with continuing protests that we're going to have, the demonstrations, and then the discussions on reparations, what we are seeing a form of reparations, I would call it civil reparations, then I think there's going to end up being a lot of races here before it's too long. You know, because of this and the critical race theory, it's happening. And I think there's going to be a bigger divide than we've ever seen before, and don't think that that's not being recognized globally, because remember the meeting that the United States had in Alaska with the Chinese envoy, and they actually brought it up. It did. So we've got a very rocky road ahead of us when it comes to race relations.
Now, Senator Rick Scott came out and said something very interesting yesterday, and I don't know what he's basing this on. He said the woke companies will feel the backlash soon from Georgia.
Well, what's really happening there, these corporations, a lot of them, Coca-Cola, Delta, you know, Major League Baseball and whatnot, they've all decided that they're kind of getting into, and a lot of these companies have interesting protections that have been given to them. If they start, well, they've already started, but if they continue down this path, fees and class action lawsuits and antitrust could be next. So he's just throwing caution to the wind with these corporations, most of what we saw through the whole Georgia voting reform bill that they passed.
Now, we talked about this last night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club over at Muggs when we had our bi-monthly meeting. Donald Trump said he is beyond seriously considering the 2024 White House bid. Those are his words, not mine. He's beyond seriously considering.
Heard that. I watched that interview.
Does that mean he's running? You think he's running?
I don't think so. I think he also mentioned about his corporation, and I think he's going to have to concentrate on that. I think that he's going to be very involved in politics, however, getting the House back.
He lost hundreds of millions of dollars being president, and that's a fact. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, so you have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop, and stay low. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out all the great stuff that she has to offer over there, founderscode.com. And I'll be right back with more and our military and veterans news segment.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine will resume in Europe after EU authorities said that the shot should carry a label warning the risks of rare blood clots. The EU's drug regulating body said Tuesday that the benefits from the vaccine outweighed the risks. The company says it will resume the rollout of its shot to the 27 member countries of the EU while the use of the shot remains paused in the United States. A CDC advisory panel is scheduled to meet on Friday to discuss lifting that pause, possibly allowing millions of doses of vaccine to be administered again. And the State Department has updated its list of travel advisories, it says, to realign with the recommendations from those of the CDC. Nearly 80% of the world's countries have been moved to a level 4 status, a do-not-travel recommendation due to the continued COVID pandemic. The agency says that travel still poses risks to American travelers, recommending that all citizens reconsider traveling abroad. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, where they have two campuses to teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. I'm going to give you the phone number, but they're going to tell you about themselves right now, right here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, and they can teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech at either one. The first one happens to be in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, Concord, Massachusetts is a suburb of Boston, so that takes care of you up there in the Northeast. If that's closer to you, you can go there and take the tour. Now, the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, Florida. Now, very simple. Call them up at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Very simple. Ask to take the tour. That's all you got to do. By the way, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, if you want to find out more about them online, just go to the website NAA.edu. You can also fill out something over there, and you can ask to take the tour over there if you don't want to do it by phone. NAA.edu. Either way, you'll be glad you did, because an aviation maintenance tech is a job that's a lifetime job. You'll be able to get a job anywhere in the world with your certification. Think about that for a second. Who else can tell you that? I can tell you that and mean it. All right. Joe Biden has selected the first woman four-star admiral for the U.S. Coast Guard. Now, President Biden has nominated Coast Guard Vice Admiral Linda Fagan to the role of Vice Commandant, a four-star role, making her the first woman to achieve that four-star in service. She's currently a three-star. Now, 3 months after more than 25,000 National Guard troops poured into the nation's capital to secure President Joe Biden's inauguration, the Defense Department and Guard officials are losing patience and are denying some of the city's recurring requests for troops to protect D.C. They say enough's enough, and I couldn't agree with that more. Now, also, Army officials say that they're going to review the decision not to prosecute a soldier accused of rape in the winter of 2017, who 3 years later pleaded guilty to that same crime, as well as a separate rape in the months that followed and a sexual abuse of his child in 2020. So they're not going to prosecute him on the original charge, since he's already pled guilty to another charge. Now, a new Air Force panel will rethink how the service assigns airmen to new jobs, including for troops in complicated situations like dual military relationships, that coming from the Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, Joanne Bass. Now, America and NATO ships, submarines, and aircraft will soon come calling at a handful of new ports and airfields in the Norwegian Arctic, thanks to a major new pact signed boosting our relationship with Norway. And, of course, if you don't know this, China and Russia are all trying to get to the North Pole, racing each other along with us, because of the natural resources that are there. Yep, natural resources that are there. Now, four B-52s have deployed to Anderson Air Force Base in Guam in the latest Pacific Bomber Task Force mission. They're over there, obviously, to counter the threat being made by China, who seems to be popping their head just about everywhere in the region. And F-15As, F-16As, C-130s, all deployed for an exercise in Poland, where the U.S. Air Force is training with the Polish Air Force in an agile combat employment exercise that comes with, as Russia is executing a massive buildup of their own on the border with neighboring Ukraine. Though the U.S. officials say the exercises were long planned before this ever came about. By the way, a Russian-U.S. fighter jet intercepted a U.S.-Norwegian patrol aircraft over the Barents Sea. This happened on Monday, and escorted the U.S. and Norwegian patrol aircraft over the Barents Sea. Now, military housing in Europe again fared poorly in a new Army customer satisfaction survey, which showed that garrisons on the continent are improving but still lag behind their peers in the U.S. and the Asia-Pacific region. In addition, U.S. commands in Germany and Japan reported that 39 new cases of the coronavirus between 6 p.m. Friday and the same time Monday. The ones in Japan, all of them in Okinawa, where the virus resurged back in March. And U.S. military bases in Europe right now have adhered to a White House pledge to open a coronavirus vaccination center to every American eligible by them on Monday. Now, appointments for the first dose of the vaccine is required, and they're unavailable in some areas, which is why they're doing what they're doing right now. Now, New Zealand, of all places, has ducked talks of Biden's alliance of democracies to counter Russia. I'm sorry, to counter China. Russia, too. But New Zealand is not in talks to join President Joe Biden's desired alliance of democracies to manage threats from China, as the top Kiwi diplomat gave the relationship with Beijing a bill of good health in a major foreign policy speech. Very interesting stuff going on in the times in which we live right now, ladies and gentlemen. And the United States renewed concerns about Russian military maneuvers along its border with Ukraine. Now, charging that the Moscow regime has now massed more troops in the last 6 months than when Russia invaded and seized Crimea 7 years ago. Wow, that's 7 years ago that happened. That's a ways away. But it's amazing how time flies when you're having fun, isn't it? Because it seems like it was just yesterday with that stuff. Now, the Army is saying that a paratrooper was killed in an accident, a training accident in Fort Bragg. We don't have the name of the paratrooper, just that he was in the 82nd Airborne Division stationed at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Also, the Army has just picked up five small business innovators to build prototypes intended to help increase the rate of the self-propelled howitzers, as well as in future systems. This is coming from Brigadier General John Rafferty, who happens to be in charge of the service's long-range reconnaissance program. So, the general, by the way, I've seen him a couple of times. He's down there in Sarasota. You can see him, too, just by scheduling an appointment. Okay, so, coming up with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't forget, with Chris, it's always about the economics and the future of America. But we're going to ask him first what he thinks about what he saw and heard yesterday with this verdict that came down. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America is going to be coming right back with more. And thanks for tuning in wherever you're tuning into us from. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Acura is the car we're going to talk about right now because that's the other dealership that they've got, along with those Nissan dealerships. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers and heated seats to boot, which is really fantastic when the weather's cold outside. And Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease program is one of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura will come with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, remember, they also honor those that have served our country in the You Serve, You Save program with active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all getting discounts on the vehicles you buy there. So, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online by going to Moss, MAUS, Acura.com. That's Moss, MAUS, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'm going to play a little short dissertation here that was aired yesterday. This was Joe Biden before the verdict in the Chauvin trial. And I just want to kind of get your opinion here as to what he said, because this is the kind of stuff that Maxine Waters said and got her in trouble.
As jurors deliberate, the president said he is praying the verdict is the right verdict and that he believed the case to be overwhelming. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was pressed repeatedly about the appropriateness of the president's comments.
I don't think he would see it as weighing in on the verdict. He was conveying what many people are feeling across the country, which is compassion for the family.
The president's remarks came one day after the presiding judge admonished elected officials for speaking out about the case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, this judge in Minnesota who used to work for Amy Klobuchar, the senator out of there, definitely went after Maxine Waters. And, you know, is this intimidation on your part, or is this just an opinion, or what do you think?
Yeah, I do think that this is, you know, something that you're definitely trying to, you know, influence and also trying to make yourself look good. And this is nothing new. I actually was talking about this yesterday on my podcast at great length. I brought up the 1891 lynching. It was the largest lynching in the country of Italian Americans who were acquitted of killing a police officer in New Orleans. And it was a brutal, brutal exercise where you had the mayor calling for the heads of these, almost the New York Times almost praising what happened. We've seen it throughout history. So, you know, actually, Alan Dershowitz brought this up, you know, and I, as well, was the fact that, you know, this is what the Ku Klux Klan would do, would threaten violence if a jury wouldn't vote the way that they wanted them to do, in some case, throughout the 20th century. Again, it's sad, but, you know, this is what these politicians do. They fail to respect the judicial branch, the judiciary, the justice system, and they love to get themselves involved in it. They do it as well with the Supreme Court, if they with decisions that the Supreme Court's going to make on various different things, and they threaten the Supreme Court, and we're going to pack the court, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that, and they forget it's supposed to be an equal branch of government.
By the way, the Space Force, which is the newest military branch, if you will, is getting a lot of new applicants now from, of all places, the Navy and the Marine Corps. And they have, this has nothing really to do with space, but the mission that's going to come in, possibly with putting some of these Space Force folks up on a platform with missiles capable of defending the United States, the hypersonic missiles, is really starting to catch on.
The hypersonic missile technology is it's something that kind of like the latest thing that we're going after. Also, the Russians and the Chinese as well are looking to develop that missile. I do know the last test didn't work out that well. Again, it's a mutually assured destruction system that we're still in with some of these other powers, and we're looking to better our armaments. I wish the Pentagon would work within a better budget. I do. I think that, you know, at some point in time, I really think that where the investment needs to be made, it needs to be in cybersecurity. I think one of the big stories of the past year that really got no attention, and you and I talked about it, was the hacking of the Pinellas water.
Yeah.
And, you know, the type of damage that can do. You can do a lot more with a computer and a laptop nowadays than you can with a bomb, almost.
Yeah. And then that was, of course, in Oldsmar here in our backyard. Now, the Netflix company has added fewer than expected paid subscribers in their first quarter. Their shares have slumped as a result. Is Netflix in trouble right now?
Well, I didn't necessarily in trouble. I kind of think that this was expected. You know, I knew that this was going to happen, not to mention the fact that really haven't rolled out anything new. There are alternatives out there. They have competition that are rolling out newer stuff. I mean, they need to bring back some of their programming that was unique to them, that the reasons why people would tune in. I mean, it's a collection of movies, and a lot of different sites do that right now. What's differentiating some of them, the streaming services, is, you know, what type of original programming they have.
Now, I had a question in the first hour of the program about Bitcoin and whether or not Bitcoin was actually going to become our currency, or how close that is to happening, because a lot of people are concerned as to what to do, because Bitcoin is very volatile. It can be up big time one day, and the next day it can be down 14%, 20%, 30%, whatever.
Well, as it stands now, it's not going to be our currency. Every single time somebody, all of a sudden starts, taking it as a form of payment, they put out a press release. And obviously they're trying to hype it up, but you can't have a currency that's that volatile. There's just no way. Might we move towards a digital dollar? I know that China's trying to push in that direction. Yes, again, Bitcoin would be outside the realm of the Federal Reserve. So no, for it to be like a reserve currency, no, it would not.
Okay. And some states are now saying that maybe they should set a pot policy for its potency.
Yeah, well, again, I this is one of the things that you brought this up that I was questioning when, this is many years ago when we were talking about, legalizing marijuana, and how do you go about, saying, well, how strong is it? I mean, there's different kinds of beers, and they have to put the alcohol content on the side, or alcohol, right. 80 proof or, 30 proof or 40, whatever it may be. That's an excellent point that needs to be made. I do think, I don't know how they're going to go about measuring that. But I do think that it might be a smart thing to do, moving in that direction, letting people know, I don't know, whether the THC count there is, how strong it is.
Did you see, by the way, that Apple brought back the social media platform Parler to its app store?
Yeah, I saw that a couple days ago. I don't know what changes they make Parler make, or it was just, one big, bit of nonsense over a period of time. But, yeah, I did see that.
By the way, Apple has a lot of people working at home. You know that probably, right?
Yeah.
And they've targeted their remote workers with a new iPad Pro with the slim iMacs that are using their own chips.
Well, yesterday Apple unveiled a bunch of new products. They had their new product launch, and it wasn't really, there's a couple things. I think probably one of the most interesting things is going to be their new operating system for phones. And how it's going to allow you to shut off being tracked by Facebook and other apps. These social media companies are none too happy about this, but it's a really kind of a great advance for privacy.
All righty, here comes the music. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there and find out what he's all about. And you'll be glad you did, I'll tell you that. He knows his stuff. And I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.